The Luminous 100, Appreciative Holonics by Emmanuel Santayana. Luminous prosperity, appreciative holonics, rippling through nested holes. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, appreciative holonics, appreciation rippling across nested holes, marrying appreciative inquiry with holarchy.
Contents.
1. The art of appreciation. 2. Holons and holarchies, the architecture of complexity. 3. Appreciative holonics, where appreciation meets complexity. 4. Complexity science, self-organization and the living system. 5. Appreciative holonics in practice. 6. Navigating complexity, humility in rigorous practice. 7. Play as practice, the cosmic and the ridiculous. The art of appreciation. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning light dances. On ripples of a still pond, wholeness finds its song.
Guan.
Appreciation is the breath of the universe, drawing forth its many forms. Citation needed. Claim. Parable, The Gardener's Tree. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a gardener named Lila who tended to an ancient oak tree at the heart of the village square. The villagers often complained about the tree, saying it was too large, its branches too wild, and its roots too intrusive. They demanded that Lila prune it, tame it, make it useful for their purposes. But Lila smiled and said, "Why would I do such a thing? This tree is already perfect as it is." She showed them how the tree provided shade on hot days. Its branches cradled birds that sang at dawn. Its roots held the soil together, preventing erosion. The villagers began to see the tree with new eyes, appreciating not just its beauty, but also its role in the health of the village. One day, a traveler passed through the village and asked Lila why she had chosen to tend this particular tree. Lila replied, "Because it chose me first. It is not my task to shape the tree, but to listen to what it wishes to become." The traveler marveled at her words and stayed in the village, learning from Lila how to see the world through eyes of appreciation. Structure and technique. Scaling appreciation over time. Appreciation is a practice that scales with us, like learning to play an instrument or mastering a craft. It begins with simple acts of noticing, the way light falls on a surface, the laughter of a friend, the quiet strength of a storm. These small acts are the tuning forks that resonate through larger systems. 1. Begin with noticing. Start each day by noting one thing you appreciate. It could be as small as a ray of sunlight or as vast as the vastness of the sky. 2. Deepening appreciation. As this becomes habitual, begin to see patterns of appreciation in your surroundings and relationships. Notice how interconnected these appreciations are. 3. Scaling up. Over time, practice appreciating complex systems, communities, ecosystems, even entire cultures. See how appreciation ripples through nested holes, creating what we call holons. Luminous definition. Appreciation, the recognition of value as a dynamic, emergent property of systems, flowing through cleared apertures where the cosmic and the everyday intersect in play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small thing in your life right now that brings you joy or wonder? 2. Middle searing. How would your life change if you saw appreciation not as a choice, but as the very fabric of reality? 3. End. What aperture in your life is ready to be cleared so that appreciation can flow more freely? The body, appreciation, and Lila. Let's delve deeper into the heart of appreciation, centering on Lila, divine play. Appreciation isn't merely a human act. It's a property of reality itself, an intrinsic movement that emerges when we clear apertures in our perception. This isn't about positive thinking or affirmations. It's about aligning with the deeper intelligence of systems, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one in playful complexity. In evolutionary terms, appreciation is the third factor in emergent systems, a dynamic that arises alongside self-organization and dissipation. Citation needed. Claim. It's what allows us to see not just order, but the dance between structure and chaos, the way a river carves its path while also being carved by the land itself. This is Lila, divine play as the mechanism behind what we call the law of attraction, not in a metaphysical sense, but as a tangible, scientific reality rooted in complexity science. Citation needed. Reference to complexity science. Holons and holarchies. The architecture of complexity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Fractals in the wind. Whispers of self and system dance. Whole in every part.
What?
The holon is both a whole and a part at the same time. It is a self-contained unit of action and meaning, but it also participates in larger wholes. Arthur Koestler, The Ghost in the Machine. Parable, The Dancing Trees. In an ancient grove, the trees danced, a language known only to them. Each tree moved with purpose, bending in the wind not against it but with it, as if in conversation with its neighbors. The oak, sturdy and strong, swayed in unison with the willow, delicate yet resilient. They did not ask permission to grow. They simply did, each branch a verse in the grove's eternal poem. When one fell, it was not an ending but a transition, its roots becoming soil for new life. The dance continued, older and wiser, for the forest remembered itself through every leaf that fell. No single tree claimed the dance. It belonged to the whole, yet each step was unique, as if the tree itself were composing the movement. To watch the grove was to witness holons in motion. Individual trees, branches, leaves, each a self-contained world, yet part of something vast and interconnected. The dance did not require a leader. It emerged from the interplay of roots, trunks, and canopies, a spontaneous harmony born of local knowledge and global resonance. Structure and technique, the art of scaling appreciation. To engage with holons and holarchies is to learn the art of scaling appreciation, seeing the whole in the part and the part in the whole, again and again. Here are three practices that ground this way of being. 1. The micro-macro lens. Begin by observing the smallest unit, a cell, a thought, your hand as it writes, and trace its connections upward to larger systems, your body, society, ecosystems. Ask, how does this microcosm reflect the macrocosm? Daily practice. Spend 2 minutes each morning noticing a holon in action, e.g., a muscle contracting, a conversation flowing. Trace one level up and down. 2. Holonic journaling. Keep a journal where you note moments of wholeness and belonging, times. Okay, I need to write chapter 2 of the book, Appreciative Holonics, Rippling Through Nested Holes. The chapter is titled, Holons and Holarchies, The Architecture of Complexity. It's part of a larger work that combines appreciative inquiry with holarchy concepts. The chapter should be a standalone holon, meaning it should be complete on its own, but also fit within the broader book. First, I need to understand the structure and requirements. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold-boxed definition. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, a searing one in the middle, and one to end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. 7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or key ideas. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength from accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources where possible. Mark where citations are needed later. Let me break this down. 1. Tuning fork. I need a haiku that captures the essence of holons and holarchies, perhaps something about interconnectedness or complexity. Then, a profound quote related to the topic, preferably from someone authoritative in systems theory or complexity science. Haiku idea. Fractals in the wind. Whispers of self and system dance. A whole in every part. Quote, Maybe something from Arthur Koestler's The Ghost in the Machine or Stafford Beer Systems Thinking. Let me think about a suitable quote. Perhaps from Gregory Bateson or Fritjof Capra.
Quote idea.
Everything is connected to everything else. Nothing exists in isolation. Gregory Bateson. But that might be too generic. Maybe something more specific about holons or holarchies. I recall that Arthur Koestler coined the term holon, so perhaps a quote from him would be better. Quote, the holon is both a whole and a part at the same time. It is a self-contained unit of action and meaning, but it also participates in larger wholes. Arthur Koestler. That seems fitting. 2. Parable. I need a story that illustrates the concept of holons and holarchies without explicitly stating it. Maybe a story about a forest ecosystem where trees, holons, are part of a larger forest holarchy, but also individual entities with their own lives. Parable idea. The dancing trees. Once, in an ancient forest, the trees stood tall, each a world unto itself. The oak, the pine, the birch, each was a whole in itself, yet part of something greater. They swayed together in the wind, not as separate entities, but as a living tapestry. When one tree fell, it didn't break the forest. Instead, it became part of the soil, nourishing the next generation. The trees whispered among themselves, their roots intertwined below the earth, their branches reaching for the sky as one. They danced in harmony, each step a balance of self and system, of individuality and unity. But I need to ensure it doesn't assert the teaching directly. Let the reader infer it. Maybe make it more about the dance or movement rather than just describing the trees. Revised parable. In an ancient grove, the trees danced, a language known only to them. Each tree moved with purpose, bending in the wind not against it but with it, as if in conversation with its neighbors. The oak, sturdy and strong, swayed in unison with the willow, delicate yet resilient. They did not ask permission to grow. They simply did, each branch a verse in the grove's eternal poem. When one fell, it was not an ending but a transition, its roots becoming soil for new life. The dance continued, older and wiser, for the forest remembered itself through every leaf that fell. That feels more poetic and less didactic.
Trois structures et techniques.
This section should outline simple, universal practices that scale over time. It's about structure and technique in complexity science, perhaps related to appreciative inquiry or holonic thinking. Possible ideas. Observation and appreciation. Start by observing systems, micro to macro, with appreciation. Mapping holarchies. Create visual maps of holons within holarchies, e.g., cells to organisms to ecosystems. Resonant questions. Use questions that resonate across levels, like an appreciative inquiry. But it needs to be more concrete. Maybe something like, when tuning in, practice observing your own body as a holon, how parts, cells, organs, function as one while being part of larger systems. 2. Mapping relationships. Draw or mentally map relationships between different levels, e.g., individual, team, organization. 3. Scaling practices. Adapt practices from one level to another, e.g., a team's communication style applied to an entire organization. But perhaps it should be more about techniques that can be practiced over time to deepen understanding. Revised idea. Structure and technique. The art of scaling appreciation. 1. The micro-macro lens. Start by observing the smallest unit, a cell, a thought, and trace its connections to larger wholes. Practice daily. Notice how your hand, a holon, writes or holds something while being part of your body, which is part of a larger world. 2. Holonic journaling. Keep a journal where you note moments when you feel both whole and part, e.g., leading a team, but also being part of a broader mission. Over time, this builds awareness of nested wholes. 3. Resonant questioning. Use appreciative questions that ripple across levels, e.g., what gives life to this system? Or, where do I feel most/least whole? Scale from personal to systemic. Start with yourself, then expand to teams, organizations, ecosystems. This seems more actionable and scalable. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term. Since the chapter is about holons and holarchies, the term could be holon or holarchy. Let's go with holon. Luminous definition. Holon, a stable whole that is simultaneously a coherent part of larger wholes, a unit of organization that exhibits both autonomy and dependency. Coined by Arthur Koestler, it embodies the tension between self-sufficiency and interconnectedness, where every level of reality, from atoms to galaxies, is both a thing in itself and a node in a greater network. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one to end.
Start.
Where do you experience yourself as both whole and part, a distinct entity within a larger system? Searing middle, challenging or provocative. What would it look like if you dissolved the boundary between your individual self and the systems you inhabit, seeing only the dance of wholeness? And how might you design your life or work to embody the rhythm of holons, autonomous yet resonating with larger wholes? 6. The body. Teaching centered on Lila. This is the core of the chapter, centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. It should tie holons and holarchies to the idea of play as a mechanism behind evolution and healing. Possible structure. Introduce the idea that holons are not just structural but dynamic, embodying play as their essence. Connect this to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures. Discuss how Lila, the divine play, manifests in the architecture of complexity. Relate this to healing and evolutionary intelligence.
Draft.
The body, holons, Lila, and the architecture of play. Holons are not static building blocks. They are dynamic players in the great game of becoming. Every holon, whether a cell, an organism, or a human being, is both a self-contained whole and a participant in larger systems. This duality is not just structural but alive, infused with what we call Lila, the divine play that underlies evolution. In complexity science, this play manifests as self-organization, the way dissipative structures emerge from chaos, or how autopoietic systems, like living cells, maintain themselves while co-creating their environment. Holarchies, the nested hierarchies of holons, are not rigid ladders, but fluid dances where each level resonates with others in patterns of attraction and repulsion, like magnets or musical notes. Lila is the third factor here, the playful intelligence that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where possibility flows freely. It is not an act of the self, but a property of reality itself, healing what is blocked and aligning systems with their highest potential. Every tradition, from quantum physics to ancient mysticism, mirrors this truth because it is who we are at our core, both separate and part, both rigid and fluid. When we align with Lila, we see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, both vast and intimate, both profound and playful. This alignment is not about control, but about clearing apertures, creating spaces where the holons of our being can dance freely, whether in a team, an organization, or the universe itself. 7 7-7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms, or key ideas that capture the essence. 1. A holon is a whole that dances with its parts. 2. Holarchies are not ladders, but ripples of resonance. 3. Lila is the play beneath all structure, healing what is stuck. 4. Clearing apertures lets reality flow through you, not against you. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous share the same space when you stop resisting. 6. Appreciative inquiry is the art of asking questions that ripple across holons. 7. Evolution is a game where every move is both local and global. 8. Three exercises. Building in strength from accessible to advanced. 1. Accessible. The breath as holon. Practice noticing your breath as a microcosm of holonic rhythm. Inhale, feel yourself as a whole. Exhale, feel yourself part of the larger cycle of air, earth, and sky. Reflect. Where else do you experience this duality in daily life? 2. Deepening. Mapping your holarchy. Draw or visualize your life as a holarchy. Personal identity, relationships, community, society, or other relevant layers. Identify where you feel most/least whole at each level. Ask, how can I support the health of this level while honoring my own autonomy? 3. Advanced. Designing for Lila. Choose a system you influence, e.g., a team, project, or personal habit, and design it to embody play. What would it look like if the system were alive with Lila? How can you clear apertures to let intelligence flow freely? Reflect, what fears or rigidities are blocking the play in this system? 9. Citations. I need real sources for claims, especially around complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and appreciative inquiry. Known citations. Kessler, Arthur. The Ghost in the Machine. Capra, Frithjof. The Web of Life for Holons/Holarchies. Maturana, Umberto R., and Varela, Francisco J., Autopoiesis and Cognition. Appreciative Inquiry, Cooperider, David, or Cooperider and Srivastava. Lila, might come from Advaita Vedanta or other non-dual traditions, e.g. Lila is a term in Hinduism for divine play. Mark where citations are needed. Citation needed. Claim about dissipative structures and healing. Citation needed. Reference to Lila in evolutionary intelligence. Now, let's assemble this into the chapter. Holons and Holarchies. The Architecture of Complexity. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Fractals in the Wind. Whispers of Self and System Dance. Whole in Every Part.
Guk.
The Holon is both a whole and a part at the same time. It is a self-contained unit of action and meaning, but it also participates in larger wholes. Arthur Kessler, The Ghost in the Machine. Parable, The Dancing Trees. In an ancient grove, the trees danced, a language known only to them. Each tree moved with purpose, bending in the wind not against it but with it, as if in conversation with its neighbors. The oak, sturdy and strong, swayed in unison with the willow, delicate yet resilient. They did not ask permission to grow. They simply did, each branch a verse in the grove's eternal poem. When one fell, it was not an ending but a transition, its roots becoming soil for new life. The dance continued, older and wiser, for the forest remembered itself through every leaf that fell. No single tree claimed the dance. It belonged to the whole, yet each step was unique, as if the tree itself were composing the movement. To watch the grove was to witness holons in motion. Individual trees, branches, leaves, each a self-contained world, yet part of something vast and interconnected. The dance did not require a leader. It emerged from the interplay of roots, trunks, and canopies, a spontaneous harmony born of local knowledge and global resonance. Structure and Technique. The Art of Scaling Appreciation. To engage with holons and holarchies is to learn the art of scaling appreciation, seeing the whole in the part and the part in the whole, again and again. Here are 3 practices that ground this way of being. 1. The Micro-Macro Lens. Begin by observing the smallest unit, a cell, a thought, your hand as it writes, and trace its connections upward to larger systems, your body, society, ecosystems. Ask, how does this microcosm reflect the macrocosm? Daily practice. Spend 2 minutes each morning noticing a holon in action, e.g., a muscle contracting, a conversation flowing. Trace 1 level up and down. 2. Holonic Journaling. Keep a journal where you note moments of wholeness and belonging, times when you felt both distinct and connected, e.g., leading a team but also feeling part of a movement. Over weeks, look for patterns. Where do you resist this duality? Where does it feel natural? Advanced. Map your journal entries as a holarchy, individual relationships, community, etc. 3. Resonant Questioning. Use appreciative questions that ripple across levels. What gives life to this system? Ask about a project, then your body, then the planet. Where do I feel most / least whole? Scale from personal to systemic. Practice asking these in meetings or alone, noticing how answers shift with perspective. These techniques scale over time, deepening your capacity to see and support nested wholes. Luminous definition. Holon, a stable whole that is simultaneously a coherent part of larger wholes, a unit of organization that exhibits both autonomy and dependency. Coined by Arthur Koestler, it embodies the tension between self-sufficiency and interconnectedness, where every level of reality, from atoms to galaxies, is both a thing in itself and a node in a greater network. Three appreciative questions.
Start.
Where do you experience yourself as both whole and part, a distinct entity within a larger system? Searing middle. What would it look like if you dissolved the boundary between your individual self and the systems you inhabit, seeing only the dance of wholeness?
And
how might you design your life or work to embody the rhythm of Holons, autonomous yet resonating with larger wholes? The body, Holons, Lila, and the architecture of play. Holons are not static building blocks. They are dynamic players in the great game of becoming. Every Holon, whether a cell, an organism, or a human being, is both a self-contained whole and a participant in larger systems. This duality is not just structural but alive, infused with what we call Lila, the divine play that underlies evolution. In complexity science, Lila manifests as self-organization, how dissipative structures emerge from chaos, e.g., crystals forming from water or teams finding their rhythm, citation needed, dissipative structures and healing. Autopoiesis, the way living systems, like cells, maintain themselves while co-creating their environment. Attractors, patterns that pull systems toward coherence without force. Holarchies, the nested hierarchies of Holons, are not rigid ladders, but fluid dances where each level resonates with others. Think of a musical ensemble. The violin, cello, and piano each play their part, yet together they create something greater than the sum. Disrupt one instrument, and the harmony shifts. Heal it, and the music flows anew. Lila is the third factor in this architecture, the playful intelligence that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where possibility flows freely. It is not an act of the self, but a property of reality itself, healing what is blocked and aligning systems with their highest potential. Every tradition, from quantum physics to ancient mysticism, mirrors this truth because it is who we are at our core, both separate and part, both rigid and fluid. When we align with Lila, we see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, both vast and intimate, both profound and playful. This alignment is not about control, but about clearing apertures, creating spaces where Holons can dance freely. Whether in a team, an organization, or the universe itself, Lila is the force that turns friction into flow. 7 7-second sentences. 1. A Holon is a whole that dances with its parts. 2. Holarchies are not ladders, but ripples of resonance. 3. Lila is the play beneath all structure, healing what is stuck. 4. Clearing apertures lets reality flow through you, not against you. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous share the same space when you stop resisting. 6. Appreciative inquiry is the art of asking questions that ripple across Holons. 7. Evolution is a game where every move is both local and global. 3 exercises, from accessible to advanced. 1. Accessible, the breath as Holon. Duration, 5 minutes. Sit quietly and focus on your breath. Inhale, feel yourself as a whole, distinct from the environment. Exhale, feel yourself part of the larger cycle, air, earth, sky. Reflect. Where else do you experience this duality in daily life? Which parts feel more whole, and which feel more part? 2. Deepening. Mapping your holarchy. Duration, 30 to 60 minutes. Draw or visualize your life as a holarchy with at least 3 levels, e.g., personal identity, relationships, community, society. At each level, note where you feel most whole, where you feel fragmented or disconnected.
Ask,
how can I support the health of this level while honoring my own autonomy? What would it take to clear apertures here? 3. Advanced, designing for Lila. Duration, 1 to 2 hours or a weekend. Choose a system you influence, e.g., a work project, personal habit, or community initiative. Step 1. Describe the system's current state, what works, what doesn't. Step 2. Envision it alive with Lila. What would make it feel playful, spontaneous, and intelligent? How can you clear apertures to let this emerge? E.g., remove constraints, invite curiosity. Step 3. Design one small experiment to test this vision. Reflect. What fears or rigidities are blocking the play in this system? How does this exercise ripple to other levels of your life? Citations. Kessler, Arthur. The Ghost in the Machine. Capra, Fritjof. The Web of Life, on Hollands/Hollerkes. Maturana, Umberto R., and Varela, Francisco J. Autopoiesis and Cognition. Appreciative Inquiry. Cooperrider, David or Cooperrider and Srivastava. Lila. Citation needed. Divine play in evolutionary intelligence, likely from Advaita Vedanta or related traditions. Dissipative structures. Prigogine, Ilya. From Being to Becoming, citation needed. This chapter stands alone as a holon, complete with structure, teaching, and practices, but also fits into the larger book's theme of appreciative holonics. It balances rigor, architecture, citations, with poetic depth, Lila, parable, and offers concrete tools for engagement. Would you like any refinements or expansions on specific sections? For example, we could deepen the connection to appreciative inquiry in the exercises or add more complexity science examples. Let me know your thoughts. Appreciative holonics, where appreciation meets complexity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Nested ripples rise. Appreciation weaves through form. Lila dances deep.
Good.
Complexity is not chaos. It's the dance of simplicity and surprise, where order emerges from interaction. Citation needed. Complexity science. Parable. The river's appreciation. In a hidden valley, there lived an old river that had seen centuries pass. The river was not just water. It was a network of interconnected droplets, each one reflecting the light in its own way. Above the river stood an ancient willow tree, its roots deep in the earth and its branches reaching towards the sky. One day, a young traveler came to the valley, curious about the river's wisdom. The traveler asked, "How do you remain so steady, flowing yet ever-changing?" The river replied, "I am not one, but many. Each droplet is part of me, yet it dances on its own path. When we appreciate each other, we form streams, and streams become rivers. We do not force the flow. We allow it to emerge from our appreciation." The traveler watched as a butterfly landed on the willow tree, its wings fluttering like tiny droplets in a pool. The butterfly's presence seemed to ripple through the river, changing the way the water flowed around the roots and rocks. The river laughed softly. "See how even the smallest movement can create ripples that travel far? That is our dance, appreciation rippling across nested holes." The traveler left with a new understanding, realizing that appreciation was not just about seeing beauty, but about recognizing the interconnectedness of all things. Structure and technique. The threefold practice. Appreciative holonics offers a structure rooted in complexity science, yet accessible to anyone willing to engage. 1. Observe. Start by observing the nested holes around you, whether it's a team, an ecosystem, or your own life. Notice how smaller parts contribute to larger systems. 2. Appreciate. Ask appreciative questions that highlight what works, what is life-giving, and what brings joy or fulfillment. This shifts focus from problems to possibilities. 3. Ripple. Allow your appreciation to ripple outward, connecting with other wholes at different levels, from the personal to the global. This practice scales over time because it starts with small, everyday actions, e.g., appreciating a colleague's contribution, and grows into deeper systemic changes, e.g., transforming organizational culture. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, appreciative holonics, the dynamic interplay of appreciation and holarchy, where appreciation ripples across nested wholes, holons, fostering emergence and complexity. It is both a practice and a way of being, rooted in the principles of appreciative inquiry. Complexity science, self-organization and the living system. Tuning fork, haiku, frost on spiderwebs. Patterns hum with hidden code, winter's silent math.
What?
The living system is not built. It assembles itself in the dance of what is possible. Emmanuel Santayana. Parable, the forest that dances. Once, in an ancient forest, the trees did not grow as individuals, but as a living system. They swayed together in storms, their roots intertwined beneath the soil. When a great wind came, some trees fell, but the forest did not break. It rippled, adjusting its shape like water. The fallen trees became part of the pattern, feeding the soil and nurturing new growth. A traveler walked into this forest one autumn and saw something strange. The leaves were changing color in waves, starting from the center and spreading outward like ripples on a pond. Some trees were red, others gold, some still green. Yet there was no leader, no command. The colors shifted as if guided by an unseen hand, yet there was no hand at all. The traveler asked the oldest tree, "How does this happen?" "We do not decide," said the tree. "We respond. The wind, the light, the roots below us. We are part of a larger play, and we bend with it." Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. The practice of noticing. Begin by observing how systems around you, whether a river, a city, or a social group, self-organize without central direction. Notice the patterns that emerge from local interactions. 2. The breadth of complexity.